Here's your morning brief for Monday, January 31st. I'm Keith Collins for The Wall Street Journal. The United Nations Security Council is expected to convene today for a meeting requested by the U.S. in an effort to seek a diplomatic solution to Russia's military buildup near Ukraine. It comes as lawmakers in the U.S. and U.K. are looking to implement sanctions this week that would target major Russian banks, among other measures, if Russia invades Ukraine. Podcaster Joe Rogan has apologized after Neil Young accused his show and Spotify of spreading false information about COVID-19 vaccines. Young and other artists have removed their music from the service. In response, Rogan pledged to be more balanced, while Spotify has created a COVID-19 information hub. A source said Spotify isn't removing any of Rogan's podcast episodes. Software company Citrix is close to a roughly $13 billion deal to be taken private by hedge fund Elliott Management and Vista Equity Partners. Sources say that if the deal goes through, Citrix is expected to be combined with another software provider, TIBCO. The takeover would be the biggest leveraged buyout in recent months. Stocks in Asia ended mixed as markets in mainland China, South Korea, and Taiwan were closed for a holiday, while European shares rose in early trading. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.